I looked the length of the hall, and I could see Bernie shift uncomfortably on his feet.
"I've been invited for dinner," Bernie said.
Grandma Mazur still had the screen door shut.
"Helen," she yelled over her shoulder. "There's a young man at the door. He says he's invited to dinner. Why didn't someone tell me about this? Look at this old dress I'm wearing. I can't entertain a man in this dress."
I'd known Bernie since he was 5. I'd gone to grade school with Bernie. We ate lunch together in grades 1 through 3, and I would forever associate him with peanut butter and jelly on Wonder Bread. I'd lost touch with him in high school. I knew he'd gone to college, and that after college, he'd gone to work selling appliances in his father's store. He was medium height, with a medium build, that had never lost its baby fat. He was all dressed up in shiny tassel loafers, dress slacks, and sports coat. So far as I could see, he hadn't changed much since 6th grade. He looked like he still couldn't add fractions, and the little metal pull on his zipper was sticking out, creating a tiny tent with his fly. We took our seats at the table and concentrated on the business of eating. "Bernie sells appliances," my mother said, passing the red cabbage.
"He makes good money at it, too. He drives a Bonneville."
"A Bonneville? Imagine that," Grandma Mazur said.
My father kept his head bent over his chicken. He rooted for the Mets, he wore Fruit of the Loom underwear, and he drove a Buick. His loyalties were carved in stone, and he wasn't about to be impressed by some upstart of a toaster salesman who drove a Bonneville. Bernie turned to me.
"So, what are you doing now?"
I fiddled with my fork. My day hadn't exactly been a success, and announcing to the world that I was a fugitive apprehension agent seemed presumptuous. "I sort of work for an insurance company," I told him.
"You mean like a claims adjuster?"
"More like collections."
"She's a bounty hunter," Grandma Mazur announced. "She tracks down dirty, rotten fugitives just like on television. She's got a gun and everything."
She reached behind her to the sideboard where I'd left my shoulder bag.
"She's got a whole pocketbook full of paraphernalia,"
Grandma Mazur said, setting my bag on her lap. She pulled out the cuffs, the beeper, and a travel pack of tampons and set them on the table.
"And here's her gun," she said proudly. "Isn't it a beauty?"
I have to admit, it was a pretty cool gun. It had a stainless steel frame and carved wood grips. It was a Smith & Wesson 5-shot revolver, Model 60. A .38 special. Easy to use, easy to carry, Ranger had said. And it had been much more reasonable than a semi-automatic, if you can call $400 reasonable.